is Adrian Obi, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside. And I am coming to you with the horoscope reading. Believe it or not, I've got Leo first. I'm actually shocked that Leo is the first sign in my hand this month. So since it's here in my hand, Leo, I'm going to go ahead and do you first. So here's the thing, Leo. There's a great deal of emphasis down low in your chart. And that is because the sun is in Scorpio, and that Scorpio is in your fourth house. And in that fourth house, there's going to be a new moon in Scorpio on the 27th of October. And also Mercury is going to retrograde in that fourth house in the sign of Scorpio on Halloween, on October 31st. And, you know, the sun is there as of the 23rd. And so there is going to be a great deal of emphasis in the sign of Scorpio in your chart, which is low. It actually, for your solar chart, it's down in the fourth house. So that tells me there's going to be a lot of emphasis going on in your home life, your family, your home life. And I don't think it's going to be bad necessarily. I really don't, especially if it involves your children, because Jupiter and Venus are in Sagittarius, and that's your fifth house. That's the children house. And let us not forget, that's the natural house of Leo. And so with Jupiter and Venus there, oh, Leos, I feel like you guys are going to have a really good month this month. And also Mars is still in Libra, which is sextile with Leo. So I think that also is going to be very good for Leos. And the North Node is in the 12th house. Now, that's the only thing I'm a little bit really concerned about, that and for early Leos, that Uranus and Taurus. But let's talk about the North Node first. The North Node is in Cancer, and I think it's at 11 or 12 degrees now. And it's going, you know, it's getting lower because it goes retrograde. So this means it's going deeper into your 12th house. And the 12th house, as you often hear me say, is the house of self-undoing. It is. It's a house where we literally can drive ourselves crazy if we're not careful. And I've been dealing with a lot of 12th house issues, you know, myself, because Saturn's on my sun in the 12th house. So I can only imagine what it's like for Leos to have the North Node there, because wherever the North Node is, it's telling you to do that thing, wherever it is. So in your case, it's the 12th house. It's almost like saying, Leos, don't shine. Leos, don't be number one. Leos, hide your light under a bushel. And that is not cool for a lot of Leos. You guys might not be taking that vibe very well. And this is really being exacerbated by the fact that the sun and the moon, the new moon, are going to be down in the fourth house, very low in your chart. So let's say, let me just say this. Between that and Uranus being in the 10th house, there could be some issues with your career. It could be. It could just be a crazy manager, a crazy boss, an insane job, something unexpected coming up at the last moment, something of that nature. But it could be deeper than that. And so I want you to be aware of that. I don't want to say anything like layoffs or firings or anything like that, but we're talking about Uranus. It's a sudden, unexplained thing. Now, it could be, I mean, we're going to have the new moon is in Scorpio. I don't know. To me, that just seems like a lot of at home Netflix, and it doesn't seem like not a lot of career advancement. But, you know, Saturn and Pluto are also in your sixth house. So that's just telling me that work in general, your work life in general, just may feel a little heavy. Especially when it comes to dealing with maybe people you work with. Be having some issues with people you work with. Could have some, you know, real issues there. I'm thinking power plays even, because we're dealing with Pluto and Saturn and at the workhouse. That could definitely be power plays, especially with stubborn Taurus up in the 10th house with crazy Uranus going retrograde in it. So I want you to be really cautious about, you know, things at work. But overall, I think your love will be good. I think your things with your children will be good. I just don't like that new moon opposing Uranus and Taurus. I just don't like it. I mean, it's your 4th house and your 10th house. It's ugly when it comes to career, and I want you to be aware of that. I don't want to harp on it too much, and I don't want to scare anyone. It might come and go without a hitch. But just know it's Uranus, and so I'm just cautious about it. You do have Chiron up in the 9th house. So that's happening. And I don't think you have to worry about, I am concerned about the next full moon, but let's cross that bridge when we get to it. We're just going to talk up to the new moon, okay? And then we'll deal with November. You know, we still have 10 more days or so before November. So when I get up there to November, I think the 2nd, is it, or something like that, I was looking up that information, and it's the 12th, November 12th, full moon in Taurus. So that full moon, I'm thinking whatever craziness starts on the new moon, which is the 27th, it's going to culminate by the 12th of November. So, you know, just keep an eye on what's going on at your work, at your career, because like I say, whatever is crazy going on that's starting, it's going to culminate when the moon is full in the 10th house in Taurus on the 12th of November. Okay, so you've got Chiron in the 9th house. I'm thinking if you've got any concerns about your career because you don't think you have enough education or you don't have enough certifications or you need to go back to school for some reason, I would say definitely go back to school and get that. And then also with Neptune retrograding in the 8th house in Pisces, I just want you to be really cautious about money. Okay, be really cautious about that. Okay, well, I hope I didn't scare you too much. It's really not. I mean, you know, the only reason I felt like I had to make sure you got the information is because, well, we're talking about your angles, and these are squares to Leo. So Leos could be really affected between that new moon in Scorpio and that full moon coming up in Taurus. I mean, these are two pretty sharp big moons that are going to affect a lot of people. And Leos, you're one of those groups that's going to be really affected. So good luck with that. I do think you're going to have some extra luck from that Venus and Jupiter in the 5th house. That's a good thing. And so that, you know, I think that'll be your saving grace during the month. Okay? All right. Well, much love and light to all of you Leos. Thank you so much for your support. Please take a moment to like and share our videos and subscribe to our channel. And be sure to hit the little bell so that you'll know whenever I'm uploading new videos to the channel. And all the other great information about astrology, lookinside.com, and all the places you can find us, I'm going to put below, okay? I'm going to put it below. Much love, much light, and many blessings to all. Namaste. Hello, this is Adrian, Capricorn Tigress of AstrologyALookInside.com. And I am coming to you to, first of all, wish everyone a very spooky and happy Halloween season. And also to let you know that we've made changes and upgrades to AstrologyALookInside.com. And I invite you now to come and check out our shop with all of our new items there, spiritual, astrological, and more self-improvement items and everything there. I invite you to go to astrologyalookinside.com/shop and check that out. Sending out much love, much light, many blessings to all. and just hoping everyone has a beautiful, happy, and safe Halloween season. Thank you.